For AM 980 WCUB News, I'm Brian Lundberg, and here's our top local story.
About half of Sheboygan's 30,000 voters are expected to turn out for tomorrow's mayoral recall election. Mayor Bob Ryan will be challenged by former state representative Terry Van Akron. Mayor Ryan, the target of recall efforts after his latest drinking incident in Elkhart Lake last July. It was his third major drinking incident since being elected in 2009. Here in the Lakeshore area, we also have some primaries going on tomorrow. There are two primaries for city council seats, also two for county board seats in Manitowoc County. And we also have two open school board seats in which there is a primary for that as well in the Manitowoc School District tomorrow. Nearly 30% of Wisconsin communities will be holding their local primary elections tomorrow. It will also be the first in which voters will be required to show photo IDs. That's under the new law that was passed last year. Sheboygan City Clerk Sue Richards says a lot of different things are being thrown at the voters, and the poll workers will, quote, have to work their way through them. Workshops have been held to train poll workers on the photo ID law, and voters could see more of those people. In Green Bay, each ward will have five poll workers instead of three, and one poll worker in each ward will focus solely on the ID law. Voters will have to sign in before getting the ballots. We will have complete coverage, or a complete recap, rather, of the primary elections for tomorrow night, sometime after 8 o'clock here on AM 980 WCUB. You can also go to our website tomorrow night, and we will post the primary winners tomorrow night on our website, cubradio.com. A Sheboygan man charged in connection with the death of his girlfriend's 2-year-old son will have his preliminary hearing this coming Wednesday. He is currently in the Sheboygan County Jail after his initial court appearance over the weekend. Bail set at $25,000 for 28-year-old Joshua Keenan. Keenan charged with second-degree reckless homicide. The incident happened last Saturday night. Keenan alleged to have become agitated when he was awakened by the boy playing with the family dogs. Keenan said he then swung the boy around his arm and lost the grip, causing the boy to hit the floor and suffer fatal head injuries. Authorities say Keenan left the child laying there for hours in hopes that he would get better. Trenton was flown to Children's Hospital in Milwaukee, where he was placed on life support until late Thursday morning when he died. One person killed, three others injured when several snowmobiles broke through the thin ice on Beaver Dam Lake in Dodge County. That happened Saturday night. In total, six people had to be pulled from the freezing water, four snowmobilers to